Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey, and I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died.
Steve Greenwood, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. His great patriotic song. Hard to listen to that song and not get choked up. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's Memorial Day in America, 2017. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's what we do here every holiday. We're right here live. We do we do small business all the other days, and on these holidays we focus on the holiday. Ken Davis is our guest, our good friend, and he's the resident historian in the Brain Trust, and they've written all the important books. Don't know much about history. Don't know much about science. What are all the books? Ken, the children's books. I love his children's books. The Hidden History of America at War. Is that the new one?
That was no. That's not most the most recent one. That was the previous most recent one. That is a book that's very appropriate to the day. In fact, talks about the origins of Memorial Day, and we can come back to that. The most recent one is called In the Shadow of Liberty. It's the Hidden History of Slavery, 4 Presidents and 5 Black Lives. The Don't Know Much About series, you can find out more at don'tknowmuch.com. There's, of course, Don't Know Much About History.
And, of course, don't forget
the
Amazon,
the
Ken Davis wing on Amazon, too. He's got one of those over there. So, Ken, talk to us about the origins of Memorial Day.
Jim, I bet that you are old enough, as certainly as I am, to remember we called it Decoration Day.
Of course.
And Decoration Day literally meant a day in which you would go out to decorate the graves of the fallen soldiers with fresh flowers.
Out in Flyover America, in the local cemeteries, they still call it that.
That's right. It was born as Decoration Day. Unofficially, in 1868, it was announced, we're talking about the aftermath of the American Civil War, this tremendous loss, perhaps 600,000, maybe even 800,000 lives lost in 4 years of fighting, of course, all Americans. It was a terrible period. In the bitter ashes of that war, a former Union general announced a day what was a fraternal organization at the time called the Grand Army of the Republic. And he said this would be a day we would go out and mark the graves of the fallen soldiers to remember their sacrifice. Now, I have to say, because we were just talking about off-air about division and partisanship, this was not a holiday for everybody in its inception. It was a Union holiday. It was meant to honor the sacrifice of the soldiers who died in preserving the Union and in ending slavery. So there's and Frederick Douglass gives a speech on Memorial Day where he talks about this. So it was a very divisive and partisan issue in its early years, and there are even records of Confederate families being kept out of Arlington on Decoration Day.
In addition to our agape love that we demonstrate so well, we're also pretty good at picking fights too, aren't we?
We can argue about everything in America, including how to mark this day. So many states, in fact, later set up their own separate Confederate memorial or decoration dates, and I believe 7 states still have one. Of course, that's an issue that's very much in the fore these days in the headlines because of the removal of monuments and things, but that's a separate issue. So this day was really meant to honor those who fought for the Union. As time went by, it was forgotten. It became a sort of picnic holiday, the summer holiday, always on May 30th, by the way. You should point that out. That was the day that was chosen. With World War I, 100 years ago, the United States enters World War I, and 100,000 men die in a very short space of time, extraordinary losses in the trenches of France and Belgium. And so Memorial Day or Decoration Day was sort of revived in the aftermath of World War I. That is when the Tomb of the Unknowns is built at Arlington to honor one of the men who fell in World War I. And so the holiday got a new revival sadly, because of the tremendous losses of World War One, 100 years ago. So we're marking that anniversary this year, the entry into World War One. And as time went by, of course, World War Two came along, Korea, Vietnam. The holiday grew to include the men and women who had been lost in all of our wars, not just the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Of course, and then over the time, who was it made? Which president made it the fourth Monday?
Well, it was Congress, an act of Congress called the Uniform Holidays Act, passed in 1968, I believe, and it went into effect in 1971. That Memorial Day was moved from the traditional date of May 30th to the Monday holiday, along with some of the other holidays.
Which is pretty close, Ken, to what most families do with their Decoration Day. The last Sunday in May, I think, is typically when
that's
most
right,
people...
and they're related. That's where they used to come from. But I should just point out, because we do have this other holiday called Veterans Day, November 11th. That is also an immediate outgrowth of World War One. November 11th was the date on which the armistice, the ceasefire that ended the fighting in World War One, took place in November 11th, 1918.
Ken, where are you going to be on television today?
I won't be doing any television, doing some talking about Memorial
radio,
Day around
other
the
radio shows.
Radio.
Okay. Hey, Ken, good job today. Thank you so much for being so steadfast and supporting all the things that we do here. Keep up the good work and have a great Memorial Day.
Yeah, and just to remind everybody, if nothing else, read the Gettysburg Address today. It only takes 2 minutes.
It'll take your breath away. Thanks, Ken. Good job.
Thank you.
Come back soon. Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Happy Memorial Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.